Welcome back to WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Nick's Grandstand Grill. We're here in Timonium. My hair is getting longer. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. We got an OTB around here. We got crab and corn chowder. I got coleslaw, french fries, appropriate french fries. I'm destroying them. This is one of the problems on a crab cake tour. People are going to be french fries every day in August. And I have a half-eaten crab cake. Tommy Chigoris is here telling old Nick's fish stories, and I'm about to make a mess here. It's exactly why I don't bring drinks on the set.
And we
that
just,
was a hell of a save, wasn't it?
It was, and we just ordered a round, so good
Mike
luck
Rosenfeld
with that.
Is here. Well, I put a lid on my beer. You guys, we're telling stories. You had questions about fish and where the fish comes from. He was telling me about sourcing crabs and crab cakes and in North Carolina and Texas, but you had a specific question that I made you not green room on this show.
So the question was, as a foodie and one who watches shows about food, I've always been curious about where you would go. Do you wake up at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, and go to a market and hand select the day's worth of fish? How does that work in Baltimore?
Well, real quick, let me just say that back in the day when the wholesale seafood fish market was in Baltimore, which I think
the
is
Port fish market.
The fish market, which I think is Port
not
Discovery.
The place you drank when you were 19.
Oh, I got all excited.
What was really a fish market.
Okay. It was a fish market. All of the chefs in all the restaurants in Baltimore. Danny's, remember Danny Dickman's, you know, the Prime
Chesapeake.
Rib, Tio Pepe's, the Chesapeake. You know, those chefs you saw at 4:30 in the morning there. My father was taking me there at 4:30 in the morning when I was 15 years old, and I wasn't real happy about it.
How did he get you out of bed?
Oh, guess what? I was out of bed.
Yeah.
He told me, set the alarm. We got to get to the fish market. But anyway, so now, we're going to fast forward that you're asking what I do. Well, it just so happens that I had spent some time working for three different seafood purveyors at Jessup, the Jessup Wholesale Seafood Market. Mm-hmm. And I, even to this day, still work for E. Goodwin & Sons, which is a 90-year-old wholesale seafood company. And it's run by Ed Goodwin, who's in his 80s. He's there at 4:30 in the morning. And his cousin, Lou Goodwin. And, you know, it's like I worked there. I would get up at 11:30. I would be there at 1 o'clock. And I got off at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I had the inside on all the fish. I knew the best if it was a frozen product. I knew that. You know, it was real easy for me because I knew it. I know all that stuff. And
what's your favorite fish? Do you have a fish you eat?
I eat all fish. I love fish. Yeah.
You've eating your whole life.
I mean, it's you know, it's funny though. Growing up, you know, living home with Dad, he was bringing home the little fish like the spots and the croakers and butterfish. And, Mom was always pan frying them. And then all of a sudden, you know, I get married. And now, you know, we're doing grilled swordfish. I love grilled swordfish.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, I do swordfish kebabs. I think they're so good. And thank you, Daria.
Thank you, Daria.
Thank you, Daria.
I got a Japanese beer.
Okay.
You're
so
fancy.
I wanted to. I'll tell you a fish market story.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. All right.
Hey, it's good to see you after 23 years.
This is truly the crab cake tour. Now I've got a crab cake that's proper and a beer that's proper with it. So, anyway. Went to Tokyo. I've been twice, but I went back in 07, and I did a lot of the suburban stuff and a lot of the temples. This last time around, we went right before COVID. We were there chasing U2. About this time 2 years ago, first week of December, we went over, and we stayed in right in the downtown, the main area right by the Shiji Market. T-J-U-I-K-I, Shiji Market. I pronounce it right. It's the biggest fish market in the world, right? So you're in Tokyo, and you see all of these fish you barely recognize and creatures of the sea that looks a little like our lobster, but not the same. Shrimp's different. They love strawberries there. It's a big fresh strawberries, and white strawberries are a sign of love. So you see them everywhere. You know, they have love hotels, too. Japan's a little different. That's why I like it so much. So I got a Japanese beer. But you go to the fish market at 6 in the morning down there, people are eating fish. They're eating fish stew. They eat fish for breakfast.
Yeah.
Fish and beer, I had it for breakfast every day I was there. And I went through this market, and, you know, Kobe beef. Ooh. I mean, they had the grills. You could point to the beef, and they'll cook it up for you. All open, all outdoor. I shot a badass five-minute video of my wife and I just literally walking through it.
Mm.
And because you're a market guy and because you're a fish guy and a fresh fish guy, you say, where does it come from? I still, there's nothing. I've been to New York. I've been to fish markets, San Francisco.
Yeah. The Fulton Street market's
I mean, they're all amazing, but there's something different about an Asian market.
I'm sure.
When I saw you had Kieran over on draft, I'm like,
Kieran.
Konnichiwa.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Fish for you like it all.
I like it all, yeah.
What do
my wife, my kids, we all eat fish. We love, you know.
Rockfish is the fish of this area, right?
Guess what?
Oh, look at how happy Mike Rosenfeld is. Look at this.
Rockfish is a delicious fish, yeah. It's great.
Rockfish is a bass. Is that right?
Striped bass. It's really a striped
bass. Are we the only ones who call it rockfish?
I think so. But, yeah, it's a striped bass.
This is a big quiz question. Do you know? I do not. Do you know why? I don't know why.
Why they call it rockfish.
Why they call it rockfish here, where everyone else
rock hall, you know, if you ever saw Rock Hall, it was like the home of the striped bass.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, and it kind of just, you know, the name just kind of morphed into rockfish. It's like the fish lake trout.
It's not a trout.
It's a whiting.
It's a whiting.
It's a whiting,
I knew
okay?
That.
And there's a story that goes way back, and the fishmongers, the... Way back, I'm saying
mongers.
Said it
you
again.
Mean
said it again.
The people who handle fish.
Handle fish. That's
okay.
A monger.
The handler of fish.
I'm a proud.
We learn on the craft.
You're a monger.
That's why we're
right.
Here.
I'm going to use it.
So there's a
in
story
census.
About this.
Yeah,
about
there's a story.
Lake trout.
There's a story, and it's really, they were saying late, L-A-T-E trout. And everybody,
late trout,
people
became
didn't,
lake.
People didn't get it, and they were thinking, "Oh, it's a lake trout." Okay, there's no such thing as
it's
a
like
lake.
It's like Blair Road.
Yeah, that's yeah. It.
Right.
The same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, all right.
So
gotcha.
You know, there's a lot of fish that wherever you go, they have different names. So another one is croakers. You catch a fish, and when you're pulling in a croaker, they actually make a croaking sound. You know, they make a sound like a drum. A drum. I don't know if you ever gone drum fishing, but it's fun. Down at Cape Charles,
I went fly fishing for the first time in my life this summer.
And that's therapeutic.
It really was, and like the
you
whole
know,
the whole
peaceful.
Fishing thing.
Just...
I'm never going to be a golfer, but I'm probably going to be a fly fisherman.
Fly fishing, it's completely different.
I'm going to bust my ass walking out there on the rocks.
I got to tell you, I can't go. When I used to go out, you know, deep sea fishing, you know, for tunas and stuff, it beat the hell out of me, man. You know, it's like first you're going out over an hour, 2 hours, and the thing's beating, and you get there. And I'm telling you what, I was wiped out. And it's like, now you got to pull in these tuna. And they're big as hell, man.
Oh, my God. Evan Brown from State Fair, deep sea fisherman, fishes in the Marlin. My dear friend, lifer friend over at the Chaucer. And he said, we started our crab cake tour there. Brian Eater, he finished in second place. He won a couple hundred grand
yeah.
last year in the Marlin Open. But I had no idea. I thought they'd just go out fishing. Like, they take the boats 2 hours full speed,
yeah.
90 miles offshore is where you start the fish.
Yeah.
I have a, my buddy won it. Last two years ago, time flies.
All right.
He always asks me, you want to go out? And I always decline just because in my mind,
dude,
I'm like...
apparently it's not fun. Apparently it's really hard.
Yeah,
it's really a hard day. Like, it's not...
I
yeah,
wanna,
but if you're
leisurely.
On the boat, you get a little bit of that prize money, don't you?
Yeah, well, no, he didn't ask me for then. He asked me on a regular weekend in the summer.
Yeah.
He keeps asking me, and that finally, it's like...
So it wasn't competitive, it was for fun.
No, it was for fun, and I'm like,
okay.
I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, do I really want to deal with going out for 2 hours, hoping nothing that I don't get sick.
Yeah.
I know if I get sick, I'm just screwed and I got to hang. And then I'm like, where does that come from? But finally, this year I said, I'm ready to go. So we didn't make it happen this year, but I'm hopeful to have it. Now, meanwhile, my wife...
You're going to throw up.
I will.
Yeah.
My wife... But I'll... You know what? I'll live to tell the story. My wife's from Michigan. All their fish is lake fish.
Right.
My father-in-law, everywhere we
Pickle.
Go, I'm ordering whitefish. I'm like, yeah, but what's it called? It's like, no, it's called a white. It's called whitefish.
Yeah, whitefish.
Is it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's called whitefish.
And that's it's a very popular fish for making gefilte fish.
I thought
you
he was.
Whitefish is it is good.
I'm going to admit something to you guys while we're on culinary. I had never had a caper in my life until I was way into my 40s. Caper on fish. I mean, like when you do like a fish with a lemon wine sauce and just pick any fish you got back there, you do it up like that, bring it out to me, I will eat it. And my palate has changed.
Oh,
yes. We were talking earlier about sushi and his place being famous for sushi, and I didn't know what sushi was when I was 20. Nobody did. Nobody served it. And then it became like a prime mover of your business.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody was eating kale. Now we're all eating kale. You hated broccoli when you were a kid. Now you order it on special.
I do.
So, you know, I think our palate's shaped. Beer.
Yeah. Hey,
10 years ago, you said a beer, I'd say, was it Bud Miller or Coors, right? Or maybe Heineken if you're Gucci, right? And now I go over here, and you got beers from all over the world. Things change.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the crab cake is one of those things for sure that during the course of my lifetime, it's become a Gucci item at $50 a pound. You're not allowed to fry it. You don't put ketchup on it. How dare you serve French fries with this filet mignon of... No, I don't know, man. If it tastes good, it is good.
It is good. I agree.
I mean, you're drinking a Natty Bo. I wouldn't touch that thing, but you know, I mean, you know.
Don't judge. It look like he's happy with it.
I love Kieran.
Yeah. Hey, I
gave up cheap beer when I gave up cheap fish. That's why I don't eat tartar sauce because I don't eat fish sticks anymore. I gave up fish sticks.
My favorite of all
fish ass.
Is Toro, tuna belly.
What?
You know
Never
Toro?
Had this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He plays pickleball. By the way.
What does that mean to you?
This is a pickle.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what... He does strange things.
Well, I have another thing.
That's why I put him on the show.
One of my biggest fish regrets...
Yeah.
I don't have many. Was I was in Vancouver, and I knew when I went there I had to go eat... what's the flatfish... Big flatfish out...
Halibut.
Halibut cheeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're delicious.
Do you know anything about halibut cheeks? Mr.
No,
Caper?
No, I don't.
So apparently anything in the cheek,
yes,
even an animal cheek is like a, so halibut cheeks is a very expensive, very, very highly sought after cuisine.
Caviarish kind of thing.
And it's you know not what? That texture.
You can go on online and you can Google, there's a video of a very attractive young lady pulling in a halibut and she is... breaking his halibut down, and then she goes right in for the cheek. And the fish is huge. The cheeks are a nice size, but, you know, and there's a lot of other fish that besides them. Grouper cheeks are really good.
Right.
You know, so there's some fish.
Stuff you learn. I don't know anything about any of this.
No, that's a thing. That's a thing. And I still to this day haven't had it.
Oh, you didn't have it when you were
there. I didn't. I don't know. I got like some sort of oyster thing, which is West Coast oysters. And
see, you mentioned a Vancouver thing. I had something happen in Vancouver, and I told this story with Greg Landry 2 weeks ago at the Silver Spring Mining. I went with Harvey Myers, who owned the Emerald Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
He spent time in Parkville.
Yes.
We went for the Grey Cup, 1994 Grey Cup, before we had the Ravens.
The Stallions?
The CFL Colts is what we had back in the day. So we fly out to Vancouver, and I am 25. I'm wet behind the ears. Hadn't even met you yet, right?
Yeah.
We didn't have the Ravens at the time. And I'm out there, and Harvey wanted to go to the top of the revolving rooftop restaurant in Vancouver. I'm like, all right, let's do it. We'll you know, maybe Harvey will treat, you know? So we get up there, and they give me the menu, and it said prawns. And I'm like... I don't know what a prawn is, 25.
Right.
I mean, so I ordered it, and the shrimp came with a head on it. So I just thought, well, it must be a shrimp with a head on it, what they call it in Canada. I don't know. They put their U in you know, different words, you know, favorite as the U, color, the C-O-L-O-U-R, the British spelling. And I'm like, maybe they're offended by the word shrimp because it means something small. I don't know.
Right.
Prawns are big.
But I had never heard prawn before then. So when you mentioned cheek, and you know, and I'm like,
it's the literal cheek, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So can one get halibut cheeks in this area? I mean, I know it's a West Coast fish. I've never seen halibut cheeks anywhere around.
Well,
these,
you know,
these
sometimes
parts.
when I was working at the market, when the halibuts came in, the heads were cut off immediately. So that's a Check that out real quick.
We're on the air. I can't read this.
Okay. I'm talking to Mike.
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm talking to Mike.
What are we doing?
Don't spill a drop of that.
The show's about to end.
Yeah.
You're going molar on me. Calm down. Let me host the show.
So anyway, there's a lot of those large fish. When they catch them, they cut the heads off right away. And, you know, so they're probably doing that separate, you know, and selling them separately,
yeah.
Okay?
Because it's premium.
Like, you know, it's like Boston hake. When they catch those hake, which is what we skin down for steak fish, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People, when growing up in the markets, people would come down for steak fish. There's no such fish as a steak fish. It was Boston hake. Beautiful white meat. It was a huge fish. The heads were cut off. They throw them back into the water. And, you know, I guess there was probably for saving some money on shipping or whatever it was. But they do that with all those large fish. Now, you could if you got a large flounder, which is virtually, you know, it's kind of like a halibut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're familiar with flounder, fluke, you get a big one, you can cut that cheek out.
Well, I was in Australia about 6-7 years ago with my wife, and my buddy Julio, when I was in South America, we went to see the Rolling Stones. We were out late at 2 o'clock in the morning, went to a market, and Julio's been all over the world. He's one of my favorite people. He's a tequila master, and we went to a market, and he said, pick up anything you don't recognize, put it in the basket, fruits. And we were drunk. I mean, it's Rolling Stones. We all day long. 2:33 in the morning, we're back in the hotel room, and he's got a knife out at the Sofitel in Rio de Janeiro cutting fruit and saying, try this, try this, try this. So we're just trying stuff that doesn't have a name. I bought it in the market. I know it's human, and I can eat it. Well, I'm not allergic to it. So I learn things, and I'm picking up things. So I go over to Australia, and my wife and I on this last trip were very, like, chasing Springsteen around, and we were very much into, like, buying bread in a market, buying food, we weren't eating in restaurants. And Australia's not a great restaurant place to begin with. We were more like having stuff in the back seat. So we wound up in supermarkets, like Wise Markets,
yeah.
But over there, right? And when I would go to the seafood aisle, I would see things. There were these things. They look like horseshoe crabs,
yeah,
like round, like a turtle almost, like a shell. And they have a little tail on them. And you can Google it. Morton, M-O-R-E-M-O. Here, take your phone. I don't touch people's phones. It's COVID. M-O-R-T-O-N, Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, Morton Bay. Now, they call it a bug. They call them bugs. How many bugs do you want? So we'd say crabs, and people, you know how people are from around here, they freak out when they see this crustacean and they don't want to touch it and whatever. I'm not like that. Neither to my wife, because she's clams, you know, oysters, seafood. But these are these creatures of the sea, and they only live in one place in the world. They live in the Morton Bay. They're Morton Bay bugs. Like a lobster, very much like a sweet, white, you know, you could serve it with butter, but I fell in love with Morton Bay bugs.
Really?
So I saw it in the store, and then I went to a restaurant. I'm like, they're going to know how to prepare it. I'm just going to order it.
Yeah.
So we were on the beach. My wife ordered a barramundi. I had never heard of a barramundi.
Yeah.
Now they sell barramundi here.
Sure.
Right? First time my wife fell in love with the barramundi, but I had the Morton Bay bug, and it's kind of the crab of this particular space in eastern Australia, in Morton Bay, outside of Brisbane. Warm water, like I guess manatees only live in Florida, or you know, certain creatures only live in certain places. But Morton Bay bugs. So when you hear about prawns or halibut that comes from halfway around the world, Maryland crabs, people come from everywhere to get these things. And
yeah.
I didn't really. I'm sure there's a creature in Africa or in, you know, in Asia, and like the markets I went in Tokyo, seeing these special crabs and fish that I didn't take a flyer on because they were ugly or I was afraid
of
them. But you try things. You got to try things. That's all I would say.
You know what, though? I'm totally with you. I'm a trier. I think there's a experience and a vibe around being open to try things. But there's a whole population who just sticks to what they know.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
They miss so much.
Yeah.
And to your point, Nestor, you know, you and I are talking about maybe connecting in Chicago next weekend. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, I don't know about you, but anytime I go anywhere outside Baltimore and I see a Maryland crab cake.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're in the business, but I have an attitude. I'm like,
I do too.
I'm like,
I was in Vermont and I said,
like,
no,
there's
way.
No way.
No way.
I'm ordering that.
I was at the Lobster
here.
House in Cape May and it said Maryland crab cake. I went ahead and got it.
The Morton Bay Bug is in Morton Bay, Brislin, Queensland. It is truly a slipper. A lobster is what it's
considered.
So
it's considered. A lobster.
A slipper lobster is what it allegedly is. So there, have at it.
Yeah. But, you know, I was thinking of when you were saying bug, I was thinking of the mud bugs.
What are they?
Crawfish.
Oh, crawfish. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love crawfish and beer. And,
yeah.
I mean, it's similar vibe in oysters.
Suck the head off it.
Yeah. I'm thinking Acme Oyster Bar
right
in New Orleans.
Yeah. Now you're making me hungry for fried shrimp.
Hey, but don't forget when you guys go to
Catch a flight.
When you go to Chicago next week.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Shaw's Crab House. Hubbard Street.
Hold on.
I'm going to Chicago next week.
That's what I'm
He's
saying.
He's going to Chicago next week.
Shaw's Crab House.
You were looking up bugs we were talking about Chicago.
I'm getting Pequod's Pizza next week in Chicago. I'm not even going for the football.
But you got to stick your head in Shaw's Crab House on Hubbard Street.
No, tell me why, because I'm writing this down. Shaw's Crab House.
Check it out. It's absolutely, the place is so cool. It's got, when you go in, like, it's got the one side, which is kind of an oyster bar, which is kind of a feeling like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the one bar is kind of Art Deco.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got these three different areas, you know, like they got a main dining room. But it's just a cool, fun place. Jazz music on the weekend. I'm telling you. Shaw's Crab House.
I almost
Hubbard
went to
Street.
Miami and got. Speaking of things I love, stone crabs. I love
stone
crabs.
I had them here two weeks ago. I had them, and I made the mustard sauce, and oh, God, it was so good.
I make a mustard sauce, too. Mustard sauce.
Now, where was
is good
I
stuff.
That day?
I don't know.
My back hurt. I think my back hurt. You hear that, Leonard? He had stone crabs here two weeks ago, and I screwed that up. All right, Tommy Chigurus is here. Mike is here. I don't know. You staying? You going? What? You got food? You gonna stay?
I'm here for a bit.
All right, Leonard's here. Leonard Rask is gonna be here. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I got my mask. I've already kicked over my Maryland Lottery mug once. I've made a mess. I've broken every rule. I almost knocked it off the table. Then I kicked it over. But my beer is intact. It's all good. We're doing the Maryland Lottery Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be all sorts of places. We're going to be with the mayor, Brandon Scott, at Coco's next Wednesday. Black Friday, we're in Abingdon at Conrad's. And then to make Leonard happy, we're going to be up at Pappas in Cockeysville on the 3rd of December. He's been hitting me. He's a Pappas guy, Pappas Crab Cake guy. We're going to get your crab cake here today. We are here at Nick's Grandstand Grill. We're promoting crab cakes and bugs and fish and sushi and telling stories. And it's good to see you, man.
Good to see you too, man. Thank you.
Nobody recognized you without the beret.
Hey, it's a little, like I said, it's just a little warm.
I knew it was you.
Thank you.
Mike Rosenfeld here from Web Connection, our chief digital officer. We're in Timonium, just like the coach would say. The racetrack's here. The crab cakes are here. Stay with us.